Requiring risk assessments for sex offenders is supposed to help courts decide which ones are most likely to commit new crimes once they're released, so judges can decide how long they should spend in prison and how long they should be supervised once they get out. Department of Corrections analyst Tony Streveler says it will cost more than $400,000 a year to hire enough psychologists to assess the more than 1,000 sex offenders convicted each year in Wisconsin.
There is a dearth of folks in the state of Wisconsin who actually have these skill sets. There's not many of them. We have a clinical unit, psychologists who are specially trained in this area, and we have difficulty to recruit qualified clinicians on this.
Streveler says the people doing these assessments now to enforce the state's sex predator law don't have time to do more than they already are. He's asking legislators to delay enactment of the law until more people can be trained to carry out the complicated assessments. State Senator Lena Taylor says at least a six-month delay in implementing the law makes sense.
The system really is not in a position to take much more. If we're talking about requiring these assessments are done, but we don't have anyone to do the assessments, probation and parole is already overwhelmed with the caseloads that they have. What does this do? This doesn't seem to help the process.
Tony Streveler says that the increase in risk assessments may also lead to overcrowded county jails filled with sex offenders waiting for the courts to decide how dangerous they are. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.